I'm going to start out with, tell me the general mood, feel that you've experienced so far in Newtown.
Well, I think the word is shock. I heard it on the radio driving up, and that's the word that people in Newtown are saying, that they're just totally blown away by this, that it's still in a rather surreal stage. They haven't really come to grips with it. The entire downtown, obviously, is buzzing about it. People in restaurants are talking about it on the streets. Media are all over town, people from foreign countries, journalists from foreign countries. So the mood is very, very somber.
What kind of town, give me an idea, what kind of town is Newtown? A large, small, medium-sized?
Well, it's a small town, about 27,000 people, rather well-to-do. Most of the homes are on about a half a hectare. There's a lot of woods in the area, a lovely stream going through the middle of town. So it's a rather well-to-do place. People work for serious companies that live there. And what else can I say? It's nicely decorated for the holidays. There's a Christmas tree. There's a snowman. The churches are spruced up in the midst of all this tragedy.
Well, now, how are officials handling parents getting information out locally?
Well, before I talk about the authorities, the information got out locally, as one gentleman told me, through social media, through phone calls, so that people in town knew about it before the media knew about it. Like it just spread like wildfire. Now, with regard to the authorities, they've basically cordoned off the couple square kilometers around the school, and you have to, you can't get to the school itself. So there's a lot of traffic, so authorities need to deal with that. And with regard to information, they've been very tight-lipped because they wanted to inform the parents first so that they didn't hear it from the media accidentally on the radio. So they've been very careful about it. They withheld the identity of the shooter for a long time. Finally, his name came out. But they're being very cautious. They're also interviewing his brother in Hoboken, New Jersey, although he's not implicated, but they want to see if they can find any leads as to, you know, what happened, what triggered this young man to do that.
Now, have you heard anything of local reaction, any of the local folks in Newtown who may have known the suspect?
No, but I did meet a few people who either went to the school or had children who went to the school. And they say that you know, it's a nice little out-of-the-way place, and Newton sort of thought of itself as the safest place in America. And that school was perhaps the safest corner of Newtown. Well, clearly it wasn't.
Okay, early in the investigation now, how are officials handling, is there a staging area, a place where they have brought victims, or where parents who may have questions, where are they handling that?
I don't know. What I do know is about grief counseling. There are counselors available for the children, for the for all the people involved in the tragedy. And also the local churches have held prayer meetings all throughout the day so people can come in and pray. And there are signs around town about prayer as well.
And were there any other, I know some of the initial reports were that I believe it was the suspect's mother may have been found at his home shot. Can you know any more information about that?
No. Apparently she was a substitute teacher at that school. So he went, I believe, to her home, shot her, and then went to the school and proceeded to kill 20 children and an additional 5 adults there. So there are 27 total killed, including the shooter.
And can you confirm any more regarding the age range of the victims?
Well, they're said to be 5 to 10 years old. President Obama spoke about that. I haven't seen anything else. They were in two classrooms, and so I don't know if you had 5 and 10 year olds grouped together or not. But that's what's being said. And also, there was apparently a custodian that went through the halls and was shouting. You know, and teachers heard the shots and heard the custodian and closed their doors and protected the children, so that this custodian can be credited perhaps with saving some lives.
And the only other question I think of at the moment is when officials plan on briefing the briefing the media again. Do you know?
Well, there's supposed to be a briefing at 8 a.m. Tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, at the police headquarters in Newtown.
Okay.
So I'll definitely try to get in, and I'll come early enough to make sure I do.
Okay. Any other information you have for me that I may not have asked about?
Well, the range of conversations is pretty interesting. First of all, from the gentleman who talked about how the news spread, to the fact that parents are concerned about their children. They immediately thought of their own. Then there was talk of spirituality, of prayer. One woman said that whatever God you believe in, he's got 20 additional children there tonight. And what's interesting is that this woman was there was also talk about gun control and what can be done in view of all of these shootings that are happening in America on a fairly consistent basis. And she is for confiscating all guns. But she said that her husband is for arming everybody, just spread more weapons. So one solution is to get rid of the guns, and the other is to give everybody a gun. And I said, well, you know, getting rid of guns doesn't seem to be viable, because, you know, as they say in America, that if you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. In other words, they won't give them up. And she corrected me and said, you know, only the crazies will have guns. Well, that's also not tenable. And then she was sort of distraught with tears in her eyes, saying, you know, what can we do? What can we do?
Okay. And on that particular note, by and large, most of the reaction is mostly the emotional, not necessarily. I know there are individuals that discuss the gun issue, but by and large, the reaction is everyone grieving with each other?
Oh, certainly grieving. But there was one gentleman that spoke to me. He really vented his spleen about what's ailing America. And he said that we're too concerned about things, that we need to pay more attention to our children. And he sort of did a mea culpa that he's a businessman and didn't devote as much time to his own kids as he should have, that they're craving love. That's one stab. But I suspect that people are discussing just anything and everything, from what can be done about violence to psychiatric matters, to notions of heaven and God, to materialism, to politicians who are too cowardly to address it. That's what the one gentleman said. So the discussion, as I said earlier, was rather wide-ranging and heartfelt.
Okay, great. Pete, thanks very much. We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
All right, have a good night. Thanks again, and thanks for your patience earlier.
You bet.